What do Barbie, Barney Fife, and baritone Josh Groban have in common? The answer is passionate fans. Last month, the National Barbie Convention in Los Angeles attracted hordes of people who dressed in pink and traded dolls. Every year, the town of Mount Airy, North Carolina, morphs into Mayberry, and thousands of so-called Grobanites follow their idol from city to city to attend his concerts. Shari Codron peers into the lives of these obsessive communities in her new book, Who Are You People? A Personal Journey into the Heart of Fanatical Passion in America. She also profiles ice fishers, pigeon racers, storm chasers, and furries, people who take on animal personalities or so-called fursonas. Shari Codron is in the studio of KCFR in Denver, Colorado. Welcome to the program, Shari.
Thank you, Leanne.
First of all, what motivated you to take this personal journey into fanaticism?
Well, I've never been one of those people who's had a fanatical passion. I've been one of those people who's hopscotched from one interest to another all my life. And that was mostly fine until I hit about 40 years old, and life was going pretty well. I had a career, and I had a house, and I had a mate, and I was kind of bored. And I started looking around and noticing there were all these people around me that had these fanatical passions and never seemed bored, and were never at a loss for what to do with their weekends. And I just started to ask myself, who are you people? And what's up with that? And could I possibly acquire a passion by studying these people?
Tell us about some of the people you met. Judy Stegner, the Barbie collector.
The first event I went to was a Barbie convention here in Denver. And to be honest, it was early on in this process. And there was part of me that was thinking this will be just a fun little escapade. You know, I might get a quirky little story out of it. I really wasn't expecting much. And so I spent about a day and a half there attending workshops on limb reconstruction and how to make little doll costumes and talking to Barbie collectors. And it was all very charming and fun. And then I sat down with Judy Stegner. And Judy Stegner is a single mother from Fort Worth, Texas, avid Barbie collector, and she had been collecting for about 6 or 7 years at that point and had developed a very strong community of Barbie collectors on the internet. Well, after this community got developed, her only child, a son about 17 years old, was murdered in a church shooting in Fort Worth, Texas. And she said her friends in Texas gradually dropped out of sight after that, but her Barbie friends all around the country actually came to the forefront and completely supported her through this. They developed a scholarship in her son's name. They contacted Mattel, who sent her a special collectible Barbie the first Christmas after her son was killed. And talking to Judy, it really opened my eyes to how different these groups are than they appear on the outside. And I think it's probably more to her credit that I ended up taking this journey that I did, because I realized there was much more here than I had anticipated.
You have to tell us about the furries. They were actually a subject of an episode of CSI, and it rather showed a dark side of these people who take on these animal personas and dress up in furry suits. What did you learn about them?
People asked me sort of what was the oddest group that I encountered, and on some level, all of them were. You know, when I walked into a group, I was clearly the outsider. I didn't know the language. I didn't dress like everyone did. I didn't have the knowledge. But when I walked into the furry convention at noon on a Friday afternoon in Orange County, California, and the first person I see is someone with donkey ears and a tail, I had to take a deep breath, and I thought, well, this one's going to challenge me a bit more than the others. And what's interesting about the furries is they're people who really appreciate the anthropomorphic representation of animals. They like the art form really pioneered by Disney. They like Bambi and Scooby-Doo and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And many of them adopt what's called an animal fursona, which is sort of their animal alter ego. It's actually, the fursona is what best represents who you are. So if I'm aloof and independent, my fursona might be a domestic house cat. But they also have what's called animal totems, which are the animals that most like to be like. So if I'm a domestic house cat as my fursona, I might choose a lion, which is very family oriented, as my totem. So I was walking around talking with all these people and not quite getting why you would want to dress up in ears and a tail to represent your fursona or totem. And the more people I talked to, the more I realized it was this love of the animals and the art form, but it was so much more than that. This was a place where very smart people who tended to be socially isolated a great deal as a kid came together. I met leather-leashed goths at the furry convention, and I met born-again Christians at the furry convention. And I realized just how tremendously accepting and safe places like this are for people.
Do you think this fanaticism and the number of groups, outline a place called meeting.com where certain fanatics, Barbie people can meet Mayberry, and there are Mayberry people, they can all meet themselves. Is this a modern phenomenon?
It's not modern in the sense that people getting together over shared interest. What is so prevalent today is that people can find one another, no matter what that niche interest is. If you love ferrets and you live in a suburb of Denver, Colorado, you can get on meetup.com and find an active group of ferret lovers that are meeting once a month here. And so, the interest that people are gathering around are getting smaller and smaller, and the communities around these passions are growing. It's really interesting because the bowling alone, Robert Putnam's book that came out a few years ago, was really arguing that community was dying in America. And another report came out about 6 weeks ago on social isolation, and that claimed that Americans are more socially isolated than ever. And I really disagree with both of the premises of those studies. What I found is that community's not dying. It's really just changing form. The social surveys that track community involvement, they tend to look at such things as homeowners associations and bowling leagues and garden clubs. And those aren't around as much anymore. So when I called these people who did these surveys to see if they tracked such things as Mayberry fans or Barbie collectors or furries, their response was essentially, no, we don't. And so there's no one out there really monitoring this, but these communities are very vibrant and very strong and amazingly supportive of one another, as the Barbie collector Judy Stegner example shows.
Without giving it away.
Without giving it away.
Right. I bet you learned more about yourself than you did about the people that you talked to.
Absolutely. What I hadn't realized when I started out on this, the title of the book and the question I really wanted to answer was, who are you people? And what I realized about halfway through is I was trying to answer the question, who am I? And I did answer that, which was wonderful.
Shari Codron is the author of Who Are You People?, published by Barricade Books. She joined us from the studios of KCFR in Denver, Colorado. Thanks a lot, Shari.
Thank you very much, Leanne. I appreciate it.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.